Hello and welcome to The Week Ahead with ATFX. My name's Nick Twidell, I'm the Chief Market Analyst. And as always, we will be bringing you up to date with all the potential market movers that are scheduled this week. And there's a fair few coming up. But of course, first, we've got to have a quick look to see what happened last week so we get a little bit of an idea of how the market's feeling moving into this fresh trading week. And in a word, it is, I would say, uncertain, a little bit confused, and looking for more volatility in the days ahead. So last week, we got the return of US data, long-awaited return, including non-farm payrolls, 48 days late. We had Fed, a lot of US focus, obviously. Fed meeting minutes came out. And massive volatility in expectations on a Fed rate cut in December. So where do I kick off? Data-wise, I suppose we look at those non-farm payrolls. They came out on Thursday for us. Non-farm payrolls came in much higher than expected. However, at the same time, we got lower prints on the average hourly earnings and the unemployment rate pipped up. So mixed messages on the jobs market. But certainly that September number did not continue the trend that we saw throughout the summer months. And I know we're now approaching December very quickly. But as I said, we are 48 days left. Now, prior to that, we did get the Fed meeting minutes. They came out to most people's consensus a little bit more hawkish than expected with crucial numbers. I think it was many participants anticipated keeping rates on hold, while several were in favour of a cut. We've seen, because of the data and because of the updates we got from the meeting minutes and from several Fed speakers during the week, we saw massive volatility in Fed rate move expectations. In the course of the week last week, and this is highly unusual, we were down early in the week nearly at 30%, and by Friday it was up at 72%. That comes from CME's Fed Watch, and that reflects strongly on what we're seeing in the futures market. So that is huge volatility. So it does still feel like we will be going into this December meeting, which I think comes in about 20 days' time, very much live. It should be very volatile. And because of volatility, we've seen those expectations. We've seen plenty of volatility in markets as well. Stock markets generally remained on the back foot, despite a really positive earnings report from Nvidia, the world's largest company. We did see a spike up in Wall Street on Friday, but in general, it felt like a sell the rallies environment across most of the week. So we approached the fresh week on the back of that volatility and throwing the extra spanner in the works of a Thanksgiving holiday in the US on Thursday, which normally has a significant hangover onto Friday, it could be a very, very interesting week ahead. So as usual now, I'll just go through on a day-by-day basis what we've got scheduled. Obviously, we've got to take into account geopolitical updates. Oil markets are moving and oil's tracking lower on anticipation of a potential ceasefire or agreement between US, a negotiated agreement between Russia and Ukraine. We've got tensions between Japan and China, obviously tensions between China and Taiwan still sort of sitting in the background of that, and plenty of other updates coming from central bankers through the week. So lots of potential for moves, I feel, in the week ahead and up until the Christmas holiday market. So without any further ado, let's go through on a day-by-day basis what is upcoming. Monday, having said all that, looks relatively quiet on the outlook. Japanese market, G20 meetings have been taking place over the weekend. We're not expecting too much from them to really move markets, to be honest with you. Japanese markets are on holiday on Monday, so that will hit liquidity a tad in the Asian session. That's actually the Labor Thanksgiving holiday in Japan. Not much else during the Asian session. We do have the German IFO business climate data out during the London session. That's expected to come in at 88.6. Last time out was 88.4, but not too much through the rest of the day. We do get the obligatory chat from ECB President Christine Lagarde. She is again active on the speaking circuit this week. She talks from Bratislava on Monday. Into Tuesday, things do start to pick up. Not in the first two sessions of the day, however. Asian session, nothing really on the schedule. And a similar case once London comes in. But we do start to hit those US numbers coming out, that delayed data that we've seen from the US government shutdown. So we've got PPI data out. That's 44 days late. And retail sales as well. 40 days for both of them. So retail sales numbers expected. Actually, we've not got much of an update there because it's been so long and hard to grab that number, those numbers coming through. Last time out, it was 0.6% for the headline figure, 0.7% up for the core number. PPI down 0.1%. These are all month-on-month numbers for both core PPI and PPI data. Expect plenty of volatility around these numbers as they are very much catch-up sims we got with the non-farms last week. Other scheduled data on Tuesday, pending home sales out of the US, Richmond Manufacturing Index expected to come in minus 0.2, and the possibility, it's not confirmed yet, CB Consumer Confidence 93.4. That is interesting, as will be the retail sales numbers, as of course, Thanksgiving holiday, we've got Black Friday sales and Cyber Monday sales, or whatever they're called, but plenty of deals out there. So that consumer confidence will be interesting going into that Christmas season and the big sales ahead of them. On to Wednesday. It's exhausting already, isn't it? Wednesday, big focus on Antipodean markets Wednesday morning in the Asian session. Key CPI data out of Australia first up. If you remember, that came out stronger than expected last time up, 3.5%, really pulling back on any hopes for Australian households of a rate cut from the RBA, but this number could swing things. Shortly after that, only half an hour after that, we've got the RBNZ's official cash rate announcement. They are expected to take rates down by 25 basis points. As always, the devil will be in the detail with the policy statement, the rate statement, and later on the press conference. So expect plenty of volatility in both the Aussie and the Kiwi during the Asian session on Wednesday. Into that London session, we've got a couple of big updates from the ECB, the Financial Stability Review, and UK government's autumn forecast statement. That's key for the budget. Then we hit a massive data deluge because the US are off on Thursday. Wednesday, we get inundated plus a possible inundation of extra. So what we do know is coming out, unemployment claims last time out, 220,000. We've got durable goods numbers month on month, 2.9% last time out. Core durable goods, 0.3%. We've also got prelim GDP quarterly data due out. And the possibility, still waiting for confirmation, we will let you know on this, but it is key data. The core PCE price index number, obviously key numbers for the Fed, their favoured inflation number. So if we do get that, expect plenty of volatility, but plenty of volatility in those US markets. A, because we've got so much catch-up data. A, because it was so much data. And investors and traders alike will be reacting to it because they know when Thursday markets with Thanksgiving will be tougher to engage in. Obviously, a lot of the markets closed then. So propensity for huge moves on Wednesday across all three sessions, really. We hit Thursday and it really is a case of feast on Wednesday, famine on Thursday. And I suppose that's completely the inverse to what's going to be going on in the US. Their massive turkey dinners. Retail sales data is out of New Zealand early on in the piece. Quarterly numbers expected to show a 0.6% increase. Core retail sales quarterly number, 0.8% quarterly increase. And that is pretty much it for the day. Nothing else really on the schedule, apart from, of course, noting that we've got that big Thanksgiving Day holiday in the US. It really does slow down markets across the globe, as well as just in the US and Canada. But keep an eye on things. So very much holiday trading conditions. Liquidity will come at a premium, and the chance for exacerbated moves, generally it's either, it's feast or famine. If it moves, it moves and moves hard. If not, we see very quiet range-bound conditions. Friday, there's a couple of extra bits on the schedule, but again, we tend to get a hangover for the whole day after the Thanksgiving Day holiday in the US, but Japanese markets will come in focus early in the Asian session. That big Tokyo core CPI number is expected out early in the day. That's expected to come in year on year number 2.7%. That's down slightly from 2.8%. Potential little bit of relief for the Bank of Japan. Then there's other data coming out around that, including industrial production and retail sales. But really, that Tokyo core CPI number is a big factor for the yen. Later in the day, we've got German prelim CPI numbers. That's expected to show a 0.2% decrease across all states in Germany. That comes out staggered as each state releases data separately. And then that's pretty much it for the day. We move into that US session. The US markets are back, but as we all know, they're pretty much on skeleton staff as everyone tries to take advantage of the extra day off to have an elongated long weekend. Canadian GDP numbers are out, so expect a little bit of a flurry in the loonie early in the session. Month on month, GDP expected to increase 0.2%. That is an improvement. Last time out, we were minus 0.3%, so that could be positive for the loonie. Otherwise, again, expect relatively quiet trading conditions into the weekend with that US market in that Thanksgiving Day hangover pattern. But if things do move, they can move, and they can move very fast. So potentially another rock and roll week in the markets. Good luck. If you need anything from us at ATFX, please get in contact with us and do subscribe to the channel. And we'll keep you updated on everything that's coming up this week, including if we are confirmed getting that core PCE data out of the US. Thanks very much for tuning in and good luck this week. Cheers.